AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Border restrictions between the U.S. and Canada are being extended until July 21st. The announcement was made by Canada's public safety minister. The restrictions were first announced in March of last year and have been extended every month since. A poll shows many Americans are relaxing virus-related restrictions, but some worry it's happening too fast. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds majorities of people who used to eat out or go to games and movies before the pandemic are doing it all again. About a third of people in the survey think restrictions have been lifted too fast. Here in Washington, David Story calls it a leap of faith.
I'm pretty comfortable with what's going on, but I still got my mask just to be on the safe side.
The poll finds far fewer Americans are still wearing masks.
It's kind of a habit for me to put it back on.
Alicia Walter keeps hers close, but is getting more comfortable without it.
It's nice to see people's faces again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio is warning
this virus is still very, very much here, sadly. And there's a real difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
Forecasters say heavy rain and storm surge could be reaching the Gulf Coast soon from a tropical weather system. Some areas could get 12 inches of rain. The UN General Assembly unanimously elected Antonio Guterres to a second term as Secretary General. Iranians voted in a presidential election dominated by a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei after authorities disqualified nearly all of the strongest competition, leading to what appeared to be a low turnout fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Palestinians protested after Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem and briefly clashed with Israeli police, leaving three demonstrators wounded. Violent clashes at the site in April and May helped ignite last month's Gaza war. This is AP News. The leader of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is talking about a variant of the coronavirus.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky expects the Delta variant of the coronavirus to become the dominant strain in the U.S. It was first seen in India and then spread to Britain, where it's now the dominant strain. Dr. Walensky says the Delta variant is hyper-transmissible, but as worrisome as that is, she says, the vaccines work against it. So here's her advice. Make sure you get your second shot, she says, and you'll be protected against the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dr. Walensky was on ABC's Good Morning America. I'm Rita Foley.
The search has resumed in North Carolina for two missing tubers after three others were found dead and four were pulled from the local river. A group of nine people were floating down the Dan River on inflatable tubes and went over a dam. Four people rescued. Their injuries are not life-threatening. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.